some press releases out the next few days. What they've done. And how it ties into the whole January 6th fiasco and more. We've been denied our fundamental constitutional due process rights to present a defense in Texas or Connecticut. Both Guerra Gamble in Texas and Judge Barbara Bellis in Connecticut have denied us our First Amendment rights for allegedly failing to provide enough discovery, which we gave them everything. Neither judge can deny that you responded to discovery, that is, ruled that it was insufficient. The effect of these rulings, incredibly, is that you have been found guilty by two judges who never even held trials or had any evidence. And it goes on. They say that we cannot discuss the First Amendment. We cannot discuss that we're innocent or say it's a kangaroo trial. Mentioning the First Amendment or freedom of expression, those are quotes. Arguing that the plaintiff's mental anguish was caused by Adam Lanza, the shooter, and not by your reporting. Can't say Adam Lanza killed the kids. I killed him. Asserting that plaintiffs have become prominent public figures by appearing on television, testifying before Congress, or giving TED Talks and publishing books or selling merchandise. Arguing that our statements were not outrageous. Suggesting the trial was in any way unfair. Folks, no one's ever done this in U.S. history. But the Democrats are losing. They're desperate. And here it is, plaintiff's motions in limine. The judge approved it. And they try to get her to walk it back at pretrial. She said, well, I'm not sure. I'll see what I'm going to do. Here it all is. Travis County filed. Overhead shot, please. This will all be published tomorrow. It'll all be out for everybody. Robert Barnes, you said this ties into January 6th. Closing comments on this. You'll be back tomorrow with us in the studio.
Even Soviet-style show trials would be embarrassed by what is taking place in either the January 6th hearings, the January 6th trials, or the Alex Jones cases in either Texas or Connecticut. It is a complete deprival and denial of basic core constitutional rights. It's an invention of law that in many cases doesn't exist, like the misapplication of the obstruction statute that's taking place to January 6th defendants. Imagine a high-ranking lawyer was caught perjuring and falsifying and forging documents in order to illicitly spy on an American presidential candidate and his supporters, and he got no time in prison at all and got to keep his law license. By contrast, grandmothers with cancer are sent to prison for months in hardcore facilities in the United States merely for walking around the Capitol without the permission of Speaker of the House Pelosi.
These people are maniacs.
Completely. It is a complete denial. What took place in your case is a denial of First Amendment rights of association, denial of First Amendment rights of free speech, denial of First Amendment rights of free press, denial of Second Amendment rights to self-defense.
And they're saying I'm a white supremacist in the news and I can't talk at the I'm convicted show trial, and they're going to say I'm a white supremacist to the jury, and we can't show me protesting the KKK, she said.
Well, and some of these discovery orders really are in violation of the Fourth Amendment and the rights to protect against privacy outside of probable cause of a crime. Fifth Amendment deprival of your due process rights. Seventh Amendment denial of your jury trial rights, which are protected independently and separately under the Texas state constitution.
And then $1 million fines, so it shows how desperate they are.
Completely. This is an effort to rail. What I've said is January 6th and the Alex Jones trials look like 19th century Australia, all kangaroos and railroads. And that is precisely what it has been to date. And the question is, will the courts wake up to recognizing that they and their legal system of America is as much on trial around the globe as Alex Jones?
It's just like the corporate media's collapse and the FBI's collapse. They're just killing all their credibility forever.
Absolutely. They're exposing themselves. If they had confidence in the facts or the law or their moral narrative, they would want a liberal Austin jury to hear all the facts, all the evidence, and all the arguments. The fact they're terrified of allowing even that to occur tells you that even they know that they're in the wrong factually.
Robert, could you imagine, we'll be back tomorrow, that they would put in an order you can't talk about free speech or say you're innocent?
It's extraordinary. All of it. I mean, all of it's unparalleled. Denial of your rights to bring anti-slap motions. Denial of your rights to bring motions to dismiss. Denial of your rights to bring summary judgment motions. Denial of your rights to appeal the denial of those rights in Texas and Connecticut, fundamentally and core rights.
We're going to do a lot of, you're going to be here in the next few weeks off and on. You got a lot of Texas cases with your big Pfizer stuff. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. You got 10 seconds. How do people find your show?
Sure. Then go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
Or just search engine Robert Barnes.
That's it.
And you're on Twitter. Great job, buddy. All right. Jacob Ingles and the great Owen Schroyer coming in live to cover the waterfront. Stay with us.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth because nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's ultimate turmeric formula.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime? Cobra Commander, the Joker, no. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke. This isn't serious. They clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
pesky Earth creatures.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
He's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said, me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990s. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair look?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order, and I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex. To the New World Order!
It was that attack on humanity that I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works. And everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media took the gloves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No.
The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They've had the CIA, the FBI following me around. Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together.
USA! USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay? Even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put me in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger. I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
All right, we've got Jacob Engel, CentralFloridaPost.com, and Owen Schroyer with us riding the shotgun for the rest of the hour. The War Room comes up at 3 p.m. Central today. Gentlemen, we have a lot to cover. It's great to have you here in studio with us, but wow, is our job not easy other than trying to stay on air with the censor? I mean, it's all happening. It's all out in the open. Great to have you both here, each of you about a minute and a half. Jacob Engels, what would you call this period of time we're living in right now?
Hell. Hell on earth. I mean, we can't even speak about the most important things, freedom and liberty and truth. Truth is forbidden. Why can we not, as Americans, stand up to our own government, stand up to the corporations, stand up to the police state? And this used to be something that left and right agreed upon. And nowadays, it is a right wing. They call it fascism. They call it white nationalism. If you want to stand up to the man, stand up and fight the power. And I just don't understand it.
I agree, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. It's all out there. It's in front of us. Everybody can see it, at least anybody that's paying attention. Whether they like it or not, their gas prices are going up, their energy costs are going up, their grocery bills are going up. So they're in it, whether they want to continue to ignore it or act like it's not there. But there's also the Great Reawakening or Great Awakening that's happening right now. I mean, people tuning in to Band.video to watch our shows, to watch the other content creators that are on there. There's all kinds of activist groups rising up, organizations rising up, people hosting political events that are conservatives or Christians that wouldn't have been doing so in 4, 5, 6 years ago, but now are. So it's that's the Great Reawakening. But then there's the Great Reset, where we know the plan. And right now, the biggest lie to understand is man-made climate change, and knowing that that's just the excuse to shut off your energy, make it so you can't drive a combustion vehicle down the road to do whatever you want on your own time at your own accord. And that's what people are going to have to accept. And once they accept it, they can decide, well, oh, maybe I want to live in poverty the rest of my life and then become sterile or infertile, because that's part of the New World Order. Or I kind of like prosperity. I kind of like freedom. I kind of like what America set the standard for the world like in the 19th and 20th century. So maybe we should go back to that. But that's everything that's in front of us right now, I think.
That's right. And Jacob Engels, you've been persecuted with the Central Florida Post, exposing a gubernatorial candidate and the drug-fueled orgy and the rest of it. Where do you see this going, just in 30 seconds?
Well, I think we're on a collision course, a crash course in America. The two-party, and it's not even two-party, it's the uniparty, like everyone's talking about. It's this system of control, and you can only push humans so far. You can only push us so far before we react. And it's our decision on how we react and to do it in the right way and with courage and with liberty in mind. And we've got to stand up.
That's right. They want us to have a revolution that's violent and mindless. No, it's a revolution against the New World Order, against Bill Gates, against Klaus Schwab, against the Great Reset, and against all of their tyranny, identifying them as the authors of our despair. We'll be right back with Jacob Ingalls and the great Owen Schroyer straight ahead.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Rob in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just going to plug. I'm 54 years old. I had a life of working around animals and logging. Scars all over my arms, sunspots all over my arms. You plug a caller named Granny Do-Right that talked about her sunspots disappearing, 100% true. I've been taking X2 since the lockdown. And people, if you do not have X2, if you do not have Ultra 12 and vitamin mineral fusion when you can get it, something's wrong. You have got to get this stuff.
It's incredible. Dr. Group told me 10 years ago, when you take this pure deep earth iodine, I had sunspots. He goes, they'll go away. They went away in like a month. It is incredible what pure iodine does.
My shoulders were covered. They're almost gone.
The UN is obsessed with bombarding us with bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, bromine. Clean iodine is the key, but so much iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. This iodine does it. It's X2. Everybody should get it. It should be the one product we have because everybody should have it. We'd fund the whole operation. InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us at one point or another do, that's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Stopped into a church. I passed along.
down on my knees.
Got down on my knees.
And I began to pray. Now's the time for that, and it's time to stop being fake and admit we all have sinned and aren't perfect. And a perfect example of this is the corporate media and everything they're doing and trying to demonize lesbians in the Netherlands that Tucker Carlson had on, facing 5 years in prison for saying, no, men are men, women are women. A man can say he's a woman, but a man is a man, a woman is a woman. You know, two women can't have a baby in prison. But look at this latest stuff. There's a movement among some archaeologists to stop identifying human remains as male or female because we don't know how they identify. That's mind control. Here's the article out of the College Fix dealing with it. Then there's this. Transgender health secretary says Biden White House will empower children to get puberty blockers, sex changes at age 8. That is a pervert class. I don't care if they're heterosexual, homosexual, who they are. Leave the children alone. Reddit bans anti-LGBTQ groomer slur, but the left is out grooming children. I don't care whether it's homosexual or heterosexual. UPenn nominates transgender swimmer Liz Thomas for NCAA Woman of the Year. This is the war on humanity. And so having our guests here in studio, Owen Schroyer and Jacob Ingalls, I've known about Jacob's work for at least 5 years. Great work at the Central Florida Post, breaking hundreds major stories, but he doesn't wear it on an armband that he's gay. I don't run around and say, I'm a heterosexual all day long. And people say, well, a small minority, why are you having that guy on? We don't hate anybody. Jesus Christ hung out with the tax collectors and the prostitutes. And by the way, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying in my whole life of judging people. And what adults do, adults do. The point is what's going after children is the key here. And now they're banning major movements of whether it's people that are heterosexual, homosexual, pansexual, whatever it is, from saying we don't want to be associated with grooming children. That's who they're really scared of because they want to continue that movement on. So, Jacob, what is it like going to these anti-abortion rallies and being attacked and the pro-abortion rallies are being attacked? And then you never play that card on these people, but now they're trying to connect to anybody who has a different lifestyle to their pedophilic lifestyle. What is that like? And can you speak to this major anti-groomer movement that's particularly being headed up by gays and lesbians that don't want to be associated with kidnapping and raping children?
Yeah, I mean, Alex, when I go to these rallies, when I go to the abortion parties like Owen and I talked about yesterday on the show, I don't pull the gay card. I don't try and talk about, oh, I'm gay, oh, I'm gay. I really let them kind of bully and push and pester me to the point where I eventually say, you know what? That's very homophobic. How dare you? How dare you question me? I'm gay. You can't question me. These are your rules. These aren't my rules. And then they get extremely nasty. They say, oh, we hope you get AIDS. We hope you get monkeypox. We hope you die. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I'm part of the LGBTQIA plus space alien community. But now it's not enough to be gay. You've got to go out and groom. You've got to share the porn in the schools. You've got to read the porn to your children. That's the current state of the LGBT community. And it really is sick. Hey, I want to do whatever I want. Leave me alone. It's my own personal life. I'm not going to affect you. But now is the time for people in the LGBT community to stand up and say, we're not going to groom children. This is sick stuff.
And polls show, though, the majority of folks that have alternative lifestyles do not support this.
No. And that's just a simple fact. What you do see, Alex, though, we have a group of individuals in Florida who are straight parents who have children, and they're coming to these school board meetings. When I expose genderqueer and I read it aloud, they're going on Facebook. One of them is...
Now, I should have pointed out, you've been particularly powerful in national news, local news, at the school boards exposing this grooming of children.
Yes. And when I expose that, the comments people send me, because I'm not allowed on Facebook anymore or on Twitter, the comments people send me from some of these individuals... I read it to my six-year-old child. I read it to them every night. I love to read genderqueer. What kind of sick person?
It's pedophilic.
Yes.
It's a sick cult.
And what do we do? What do we do as humans? What do we do?
It's totally satanic. Owen, your view on this.
Well, there is a group now. It's called Gays Against Groomers, and they are having events. I think they got an event coming up later this month in July that I was talking about. So, yeah, most people that identify as gay or whatever, they don't want to be identified or in a group with these radical leftists. And, Jacob, you know, you said earlier, it's like it's not even about whether you're gay or not now. I don't think it ever was.
It's about pedophilia.
It was always about far left-wing agendas, Democrat Party agendas, and then ultimately the bottom of the barrel when it comes to their sexual
preference. And then forming a sexual relationship with your child.
Which is what they want to do in the classrooms. Now, they tested this back with Bill Clinton with Jocelyn Elders when she went in front of Congress and she said, we need to reach our hands down your child's pants and teach them how to masturbate. That was like,
no. We need to reach down the baby's pants and touch them and show them how.
Wow, is that Jocelyn Elders back? All the way back, time traveling? So, yeah, but that was a little shocking back then. And people weren't really watching C-SPAN as much as they are now. It was kind of just floated out
there. It was a long-term agenda.
It was kind of just floated out there. It's like, let's see what Jocelyn Elders, let's see her say it in front of Congress, see what kind of takes on that. And, the people that did hear it obviously said, look at how crazy this is. In fact, I remember at the time, Rush Limbaugh was probably the major.
He played the clip over and over again.
Yeah, he was probably the major one to expose that.
Which, by the way, they censored so good, you can't find it.
Yeah.
I heard that clip 500 times in like 1993, 94. You cannot find it.
Yeah. Well, that's just, that's the new nature of the internet, trying to find things like that. You just can't, whether it's, we were talking about in the break, like old Alex Jones videos, old promo videos you used to do that were viral. You can't even find them anywhere. But the farther left it goes with this, it's just people that are in the center are going to be called right wing. They know they're not right wing. They're probably maybe even liberals, but they're like, I have common sense. A man is a man.
Even Bill Maher says, stop grooming children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Well, yeah. Bill Maher, he's always been consistent on these issues. He's a Kennedy era, free speech, anti-war Democrat. And now to see all these liberals come after him and say, Bill Maher, he's a Christo fascist. This is the biggest joke.
He supports ever. Our free speech.
Yes.
Well, look, when they want to ban that term groomer, that's because it's accurate. That's why they want to ban it.
Well,
it's accurate.
I was reading some of the comments on this on Twitter and looking and seeing that, what about all the grooming groups like dog groomers and everything else on Reddit? They're gone.
You can't even say groomer.
Yeah, you can't promote
your dog.
They're
just banning groomer. Every word there is.
Well, that's what they have to do. When you start rewriting language, I really don't understand. What are you going to do? I guess you're probably first, second, maybe some third grade. You're going through English grammar. You learn grammar. You learn about words and meanings. Think about languages like Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. These are languages that are based off of gender in many ways. So when do we go back and just rewrite the language books and the English books?
Well, that's the new thing. They're telling police departments and the FBI crime lab and archaeology professors, you can't say a skeleton's male or female.
So that's what
I mean,
saying.
That's a cult.
So that's what I'm saying. So when is it I open, let's say you open your kid's first grade English book. I still remember they had the graphs, and it's like, here's how you use they, and then here's the words how that follow they and them.
And the subjugation.
And then here's the chromosomes.
Yeah. Is that gone now? What are they going to put in
the
textbook?
No, they've removed it. They actually say there's no chromosomes now.
How do you even learn English?
And there's no FDA approval for drugs. It's all just total anti-science garbage. We'll be right back.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. I don't know if this is synchronicity or serendipity or maybe both, but 3 months ago, we were doing a lot of research on natural herbal systems that are the highest rated for men's libido and sexual stamina. Something that's been massively attacked because of all the chemicals in the food and the water and our air. It's one of the hottest topics out there is the endocrine disruptors that are in our environment. Obviously, I've been talking about it for 25 plus years, and there's so many chemicals that the majority of frogs in many industrial areas, even rural areas, are no longer heterosexual. They're, quote, gay now, and they're trying to have sex with their male frogs. That's just one example of what this bombardment is doing, not just to us, but animals. And all the studies are out there about what's happening to particularly men and how fast their hormone levels drop precipitously. A man in the 1950s, when he was 50, 60 years old, had higher testosterone than a 20-year-old man today. Those studies are out there. It's insane. Now, I personally don't have a problem when it comes to being able to carry out my husbandly duties. But at the same time, hey, adding a little kick to it is always great for your wife and obviously for yourself. So I was doing a lot of research, quite frankly, on looking at other top brands that have the best ratings and making our own version even better. And I went and told my developers to reach out to this company a few months ago. And they said, wait a minute, reach out to this company. They just reached out to us 2 days ago. And here on the desk is a file. The owner's a big fan and would like to be your sponsor because he's heard about you needing to raise funds and things and really wants you to research his product. So I brought them a file on Instahard, and they had a file on Instahard in the meeting. It totally blew folks away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing, and in my personal experience, it works way better than the pharmaceuticals out there that supposedly do the same thing and doesn't make you see double or see blurry. Because quite frankly, I've tried some of those other prescriptions, and it just makes you not have a very good time, in my personal opinion. This is the opposite. No side effects except a lot of energy. So I wouldn't take this at 10 o'clock at night if I was you, because I took some about 7 o'clock at night a few weeks ago and couldn't sleep all night long. It was great, but I couldn't sleep. So it also had that effect. So in closing, it's very important that you go to TheIronPatriot.com and watch the free informative videos and read the material there, because this really is a game-changing product. Instahard, exclusively available right now at TheIronPatriot.com, and it supports the broadcast. This is a 360 win for everybody. TheIronPatriot.com, and get your Instahard today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So the social engineers, the behavioral psychologists, the globalist controllers, they have a real paradox to deal with. They're saying we're cutting your power off to make you transition, but there is no transition. But the Russians did it. And hey, there's no pedophiles anywhere, but we want access sexually to your children, and they're all getting busted being pedophiles. And the list just goes on and on. They're wrecking society. They're destroying things. It's obviously an evil spirit. But Owen Schroyer, how did it get organized, and how do we stop it, and what do you expect them to do next?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. I think when we just neutrally observe this Biden administration, you've never seen a bigger cast of clowns and freaks and geeks ever. And I want to be clear. I don't really care, honestly. I get along with everybody. I've been around to, you know, different types of clubs and bars. I've seen it all.
But it's men in dresses with shaved heads and men dresses women in admiral outfits. I mean, it's clown world.
Yeah, I mean, you're not sending these people to foreign diplomatic meetings. You're not sending these people to be representatives of your country. And that's fine.
This
that's
is what you do if you want to discredit your country.
Yes. So when we're sending men dressed as women to France last week for foreign diplomatic meetings, and it's literally a dude in drag with a bald head and big red lipstick on and high heels in a dress, and then it's Rachel Levine, you know, Mr. Potato Head. With
yeah, guys, show the head on. Of the atomic energy, the nuclear waste with Rachel Levine. I mean, the photos of them, And then they're talking about, we want access to your children.
So when does it get to the point where people just look at a photo of the Biden administration or whoever it is next, and it's just, it's a clown show. I mean, it's literally like, oh, is this the circus? Is the circus in town? The Ringling Brothers coming around here? What do we have here? Oh, no, that's the U.S. foreign delegation.
And they're not just clowns. They want access to your children.
So, yeah, and there was also another Biden appointee at the U.S. Postal Service that just got busted as a pedophile in a sting operation. He was on video admitting all of it. So, you know, but even Gillum, I mean, look at Gillum. He's got like Hunter
look
Biden.
I mean, look at these people. What the hell? I'm in charge of nuclear waste. I'm in charge of your children. I want to talk to your children. I'm a man in an admiral outfit.
They're not sending their best. They're not sending their best.
I think Gillum is kind of like Hunter Biden, though. I mean, that was almost.
I like how he leaves the hair on the legs. That's always a. Plus, they say they're women, and they look as hideous as possible. Like Blair White looks like a woman, doesn't want to go after kids. Great, you're a free person. Why don't they get people like Blair White? Because they won't work for him. Why is it ugly men that look like total space aliens that want access to our children?
There's a mental illness that runs deep here, Alex. It runs deep is what it is.
But why is it on top? Why is it demanding we follow it?
I think they're just so out and out about it. They're throwing it in our face. It's almost like they're taunting us, like the bully in school. They're pushing you to react.
Yeah. Flicking you in the ear, giving you the wet willy.
I mean, guys, we had the clip yesterday and didn't play it. Can we get the Undersecretary of Health clip ready where he's talking about we need to help your children cut their testicles off?
Yeah, you want to empower. We want to empower transgender youth, I believe was the quote.
Dr. Weenie Chop, I think people are calling.
Oh, you know, they banned Marjorie Taylor Greene from Twitter because she said Weenie Chop.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they are. Like, if I went to the doctor, like, I joked around last week, and I said, when I say I'm going to cut my finger off the audience to show my commitment, hypothetically, I said, I'm not going to really do it. I said that clearly in the same sentence. I said, that'll be horrible. They'll say I'm insane to be arrested. But if we want to chop your 8-year-old son's genitals off, it's good. And they edited that out and said he's crazy. He wants to cut his finger off. Well, what if I actually have people that are, like, identify as ambulatory? They cut their arms and legs off, actually. That's a big thing.
It's mental illness. But when it's liberal and LGBTQIA plus, it's empowering. Yeah.
You have to accept it. You have to worship it.
Yeah.
So I forget this guy's name. What's the Rachel Levine?
Rachel Levine.
Yeah.
All right. So here is a dude in an admiral outfit who says, I am an admiral, and saying, I want access to your children. Here it is.
We really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
I love how they play the word games, too. Gender affirmation. You want a little gender affirmation? Look down your pants.
What do you call this new thing? I see it everywhere. Where they say it's a dude, but they dress like a clown or a bald head. Like, I'm a woman. I'll look like a space alien.
I don't know.
Roswell.
I don't know what the old nuclear dildo identifies as. That might not be a man or a woman. I think that's a puppy kink.
No, it is the puppy. I think that's why he shaves his.
That's right, he's a dog.
Probably better to get the.
Yeah. Remember, you were a dog at once, Alex. Remember that?
True.
But that was I said I was transzoological.
You were actually the original transzoo. You might have inspired Sam Brinton. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, hey, guys, which clip is it of the girl that says she's a cat? And this is a huge phenomenon. They confirm public schools are putting cat boxes in the bathroom so the kids can crap in a cat box. I mean, you talk about a cult.
I mean, I knew they were putting feminine products in the men's room now. They're putting kitty litter boxes in there?
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm not joking.
Stop it.
That was in Michigan. It was Michigan, I think.
Yeah. Let's go. It's Michigan. Let's play this lunatic. Here she is.
I'll be teaching you guys some ways that my friends and I meow to one another to communicate when words just seem a little too difficult. So here we go. Okay, so first off, we have the normal meow that we just use mostly to get each other's attention.
Meow.
Okay, then we have the dissatisfied meow. Then the angry meow, but we only use this one on rare occasions because overall we're a very happy kid and family.
Meow.
Then the happy or content meow.
Meow.
Okay, then one of the most important ones for our kitten family is the I want to go potty meow. It took me a really long time to master this meow because it needs to be really specific in order for my kittens to understand.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, this is the most important meow for me, and it's the I need help wiping meow.
You need help, all right. Yeah, wiping
okay, and
what?
Last, but definitely
it's
not.
It's all pervert, scatological stuff, man.
In heat meow, and we use this when we need a little bit more special kitten attention, if you know what I mean.
Meow.
Yeah, I don't want to give you any meow attention.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that woman's going to turn me something. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, I love how there were rules, though. You know, she laid it out. She gave us, you know, she had some conditions. She thought this all through. I mean, she was mastering the meow.
And they're not on any drugs.
No. That's a totally sober individual. Very soon, there'll be entire college courses dedicated to this. I hope you know.
No, there already is. You didn't know that?
Can she speak to cats, though? Is it a universal meow? Or are there you know...
Are there different
language
dialects?
Barriers.
Do tabbies meow different?
Are there accents?
But I mean, this is the mass mental illness. I remember 10 years ago, I first heard at major colleges, people got upset they had Play-Doh and toys. That's real.
Well, it'd be one thing. The world has always had crazy people. They didn't used to drive the bus. They didn't used to run the asylum. They didn't used to run the universities.
They used to run the nuclear waste.
They didn't used to run the most dangerous and powerful aspects of our civilization.
Well, and you think about it, people who used to behave like that, you know, hey, that's just crazy Bill, crazy Jenny, you know, they were just kind of like, hey, leave them be, you know, they're just doing their thing.
Yeah, he just goes home.
I forgot about Al, my God.
Like, yeah, he goes home every night, shaves his head bald, puts red lipstick on and, you know, thinks he's a dog. Yeah, he doesn't bother anyone.
I mean, he runs the nuclear waste.
He's handling the nuclear oh, got waste. You. Oh, boy. Okay.
And somebody made a good point about you're trying to be a woman. You want to be a woman. And the outfit didn't even dress, lady. It didn't even make sense.
Oh, they make it hideous on purpose. You see these drag queen story times. The kids are recoiling. Looks like they look scarier than It the Clown.
They look like demons.
But they're twerking for freedom.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, look. I mean, dude, that is a clown. That is a demon clown. Doesn't look like a man. Doesn't look like a woman. The most unattractive thing on earth. In charge of the nukes. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Can he meow, though? Because you know what a meow.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
We'll be right back.
Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible compound that God gave us. For thousands of years in India and around the world, they've known that it does incredible things for people's stamina, their energy, their libido, their immune systems, everything. And the average turmeric that's sold in stores is just raw turmeric. It's about 5% curcuminoid that is the active ingredient in turmeric. So about 4 years ago, I reached out to some of the top labs in the U.S. and I said, what is the strongest turmeric? I want that. They came back. It's 30%. It's 20%. It's 40%. One big top lab said, we're 75% curcuminoid. And we said, well, can you not go higher? And they said, no. No one's ever gone above 75%. And I said, but that's the active ingredient. They said, yeah. I said, how much more money is it to do that? They said, a couple dollars a bottle. I said, what's the highest level extract of turmeric concentrate you can do? And they said, we think we do about 90%. They came back a month later and they said, we have lab tested, we have the studies, 95% curcuminoid. This is the strongest turmeric on the planet. And it's got a bunch of other key natural compounds and enzymes that help the body upload it and supercharge it. You want to boost your immune system? You want to boost your stamina, your libido? You want to have massive inflammation reduction? This is it. My wife plays a lot of tennis, lifts a lot of weights. She gets aches and pains. She takes turmeric for pain. She took this and said, why is this weaker than my regular turmeric but works better? I said, because it's raw turmeric, higher milligram, not concentrated turmeric. It blew her away. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock exclusively at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience true curcuminoid power at InfoWarsStore.com and keep InfoWars on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
Not just a man in a dress, but a man in a Star Trek Admiral outfit wants to have a sexual relationship with your children, not just to have sex with them, but to cut their testicles off or cut their breast off.
Isn't it amazing how you read books like 1984 growing up or you see some of these movies and, you know, it seems so far-fetched and impossible, but now here we are. I mean, look at that little 30-second clip and the complete projection, lying, reverse reality that happens. She says,
we want to protect your children.
Yeah, we want to empower the youth. Really? By genitally mutilating them? What? Empowering. Chop your balls off.
They're empowering the sick parents. They're empowering the perverted school teachers. That's who they're empowering.
And Jacob, you're right. It's the sick liberal parents that go, our 4-year-old, our 3-year-old says they're a girl or a boy when they're the opposite gender. I mean, what sickos?
I mean, just look.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, come on. And then gender,
they're revolting people. I mean,
it's an offensive thing. It's all about having, being publicly offensive and walking around in that state where you can be just a
and
publicly
saying offensive. I'm going to have a relationship with your children. We have all the videos. We're going to groom your kids. Period.
It's a conquering technique, is what it is. It's a psychological conquering technique where they know they shouldn't be.
Oh, I mean, look. I mean, that looks like the most. That looks scarier than It the Clown. I mean, if you could have that person in Rob Zombie's new horror movie.
Yeah.
You don't think she's beautiful?
Stunning and brave.
Gender affirmation.
Courage.
By telling kids they're not the gender they are. That's gender affirmation. Is by telling them they're something they're not. And that's what
I'll just say it. These are the pedophile generals. They are the field marshals of pedophilia.
Well, yeah, you've got Pedo Pete, apparently, in the White House. You've got now Judge Jackson on the Supreme Court, who's big claim.
Does have sex with kids?
Big claim of fame is protecting pedophiles. So, well, I mean, this is it.
Let me ask you both then, shifting gears, or you can keep going on this if you want. What's the big picture? What's front and center for Jacob Engels and Owen Schroyer?
Well, I think we stay on this topic for a second. Owen and I discussed it on yesterday's show. You have the people like Richard Levine, you have Judge Jackson, but you have these judicial candidates and individuals across the country who defended pedophiles in private practice, who are running for circuit court judge, and that's how you get started. So it's not just on the Supreme Court. It's not just in the White House. It's in your local communities. And we've seen what's happening in the school boards and the county commissions, but people really need to research the individuals running for local judge.
So Epstein's kind of the top of the pyramid, but as you go below, this is how they recruit and control.
Yeah. And
oh, yeah. Teachers were secretly given preteen students puberty blockers behind parents' back. I mean, that is criminal beyond belief. And now it came out the CDC directs elementary students to secret chat rooms about changing their gender. I mean, damn. You put your child in a public school, you're crazy. And a lot of private schools are doing it.
No, in the private schools, that's one thing people do not realize. The private schools are doing it just as much as the public schools. And that's even more concerning. Could you imagine forking over $20,000 a year and then finding out they're doing that to your kids?
Well, they make it financially beneficial to do it. You get grants, government grants, contracts. You know, you get a better deal on your Microsoft or Apple package.
Which, again, let's talk big picture. We know it's a bunch of mentally ill pedophiles at the bottom and in the administration, but the globalists admit it's about depopulation.
Well, that's why, Alex, to go to the larger question, I do draw back from this issue, and I think that, and if anything is the biggest story to actually get people to understand where the world is going, if we continue to embrace centralized government, corporate government, and just further remove ourselves from the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, I think the one that people can understand is the climate change issue. And obviously a lot of people still believe it, but it's one of the easiestly debunked theories. It's one of the easiest things to debunk, when it was man-made global warming or now it's man-made climate change. It's one of the easiest things to debunk. And we're kind of in the opening phases now of people actually getting a taste of what these policies are going to do. Yeah, your grocery bills are going to go up if you even have groceries available at the store. You're not going to be able to afford gas.
They're banning cows all over the world.
This is this is really kind of the backbone of the entire New World Order. This is really the backbone of the depopulation eugenicist New World Order. It is convincing people that man-made climate change is the biggest threat to the future and then signing the whole planet onto policies that are going to depopulate the planet. And so I think this is the time where people can understand it. It's an easy thing to debunk. But even if they deny it now, things continue the way they are.
No, that's right. We warn them now, they're going to listen later because they're just now sinking their teeth into us.
Yeah.
Well, and we talk about now how they're trying to manufacture these meats that have human DNA in them and have, you know, human content. And
it's all just evil.
It's all evil, but they preview this stuff. You've talked a lot about this, Alex, where they put it in movies, they put it in TV shows 10, 20, 30 years before to normalize it, to get it in your brain. So then when you see it, you're just like, oh, okay, I guess that's happening. And you're not outraged because you've been programmed.
And like, how are we different? Because I'm not saying we're amazing or something, but the more I get, they try to program me, the more I get awake. Other people, I guess they're unconscious, it just programs them. How do we get people to shift out of just being programmed and like see what's happening?
The difficulty is because a lot of people are lazy, Alex. They want to leave an easy and lazy life. But even though the desire for some people to live easy, lazy lives, their desire to still be in control of their life, I think, will trump that in the long run. So it's getting them to understand, hey, look, I get it. You really think you can get free money? You really think the government can run your life and all of this crap? If you ever got close to that pipe dream that will never exist, you'll be a total slave. And so if they ever figure that out, then maybe these people.
No, that's it. The whole thing is about being a chump and buying into a scam, thinking you're smart. No, it's hellish.
That's why I look.
I mean, globalism is pure death.
That's why I look at the college loan forgiveness thing as one of the dumbest things ever. Because, like, for example, all these Democrats writing bills to pass student loan forgiveness, they're all in debt. They just want free money at the end of the day.
Let's talk about that. And I'm having an Alzheimer's moment here, early Alzheimer's. Who's the, he was going to come on the show, but couldn't, he's coming on soon. Who's the famous guy that does the great little 3-minute breakdown of people take the shot but doesn't protect them? He was going to come on the show, guys. Jim Brewer.
There. Oh, the comedian?
Yeah, there's a two-minute clip we have, but Rob Dew had the full clip. It's on Band Up Video. Get Jim Brewer ready for the start of the next hour, like six after, because he says it all and he illustrates it. Have you guys seen the new
comedy special?
Harrison Smith clip.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's great.
He did one that went super viral, 20 million views or whatever. This has only got like a million views. It needs to get seen, where he actually uses their own quotes about the vaccine. I mean, isn't that the best example, Owen or Jacob, of how people think they're getting a good deal, but it's a total lie, and how the deeper they get in, they won't admit it?
No, and I think to some respect, they have bought in to those policies and to those programs, and nobody ever wants to admit they're wrong. So, you know, you've made 100 bad decisions, and you realize the past 50 of those 100 decisions were horrible, but it's their whole persona. It's their whole aura.
And I'll say this. When I was younger, I didn't even know I was wrong. Being an adult means you admit you're wrong, so you change it.
Yep.
Even when you know you're wrong, it's hard to change. They won't even admit anything's wrong.
No, and the easy, free lifestyle that Owen's talking about, I think, you know, it sucks what's going on with gas, what's going on with food prices, but maybe that's what they need, the financial wake-up call of...
No, I agree, but they're going to use that crisis to force them into the universal basic income and even deeper slavery.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and that's why it's such a catch-22 right now, because part of you is kind of looking at this like, hey... If you don't know what's going on now, if you're not politically aware and awake and informed now, then I mean, how much worse does it have to get? I mean, a wide open border, shutting our energy off. What else? But see, that's the thing is, people. Here's what people like, Alex. Oh, there's a virus? What a perfect excuse for me to stay inside for a month, watch Netflix, and the government's going to cut me a check. And anybody that's going to get in the way with that is obviously my enemy. And it's like, no. I understand. Maybe I'm asking you not to be a lazy bum, but...
Well, you just set the precedent to be obsolete and non-essential and for this to come permanently.
Exactly.
And that's a badge of honor for them, though.
They're like a fish, though. Like a dumb bass would see a worm in the water and think, it's good. A smart bass comes up and looks and says, there's a hook.
Yep.
That's the older, bigger bass. The little dumb ones, it's easy to catch little fish because they don't know.
I got to say something, though, before we end this hour. I'm rethinking my entire... wardrobe going on air, and I'm thinking the track jumpsuit. I mean, he looks
well,
so
we're already Russian agents.
He looks so good and comfortable. I kind of want to put a track suit on and do a
hold on, guys.
Slide.
We're going to come back for a little while, and then we've got Wayne Allen coming up. Third hour straight ahead, fourth hour straight ahead.
This is my.
I live one of the most stressful and intense lifestyles you can in the world. I study the globalist crimes and I fight them. Basically 16, 17 hours a day, while at the same time having to fund and run the InfoWars operation. It is something that will definitely turn your hair gray. So I don't claim I'm the paragon and the bastion of health, that I don't have my own issues. But I can tell you, if I didn't have the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, I would not be able to function and operate. They're all amazing. X2, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Krill Oil, the Fish Oil, the Vaso Beats, Ultra 12, they're all amazing and work synergistically together. And a lot of people have asked us over the years, why haven't you come out with a diet pill? Diet pills are the number one supplement seller category. And the answer is, so many of them use things that aren't good for you. They work, they're bad for you. So in the last couple of years, working with researchers, we developed the new X7 line. The first product in that line is now available, Diet Force, that uses concentrates of natural compounds that are known to take your overall, not just immune system, but to take your metabolism and turn it up, basically turn back the clock. So with diet and exercise, this totally supercharges everything. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Diet Force at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Regardless, what's in these pills is absolutely good for your body and your immune system, not just your overall metabolic rate. And so you can't lose by getting it. The only way you lose is by not getting it. I want to encourage everybody to try Diet Force today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to thank you for keeping the broadcast on the air. This really works.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones